Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
I want to say something, but I just know it's going to get blown out of proportion.
Perfect.
At least it's all on tape, so. I respect Drew, and we're just different human beings. I was just reading a post that Drew wrote. I'm going to be honest. I don't want anybody, most people, to lose their jobs in radio. It's a tough job to get. I've been fired a bunch of times. It sucks, and it sucks when you get fired from any job. When you get fired from radio, you have to wonder if you're ever going to work in radio again, and that really is hard. And I guess Clear Channel laid off a bunch of people yesterday, and Drew wrote about it on his Facebook post, and then he wrote about it again today. And he attached something from 10 years ago about a meeting that he had with Shark. But it's this line that gets me. Shark told me about a potential opportunity to host a morning show at an alternative rock station in Tampa. Still a bit fragile and skeptical about radio due to, I was like, oh, come on. Fragile and skeptical. I'm surprised you don't work on his show.
Listen, emotions are real. People experience them. You know, how others express them is their deal.
I'll take this as a negative on me that Drew seems to be a lot more in touch with his emotions.
You're in touch with your emotions.
Yeah, but my emotions come in anger and rage. Well, they don't come in fragile and quiet.
That would be a sign that you have some things to work through.
Why? Why is yours better than mine?
I didn't say that.
I don't think I have anything to work through.
So that would be, I would point to you, that just that sentence says a lot about you, because you're assuming that I'm saying it's better or not. I don't believe there is such a thing as better or not. Yours is yours and mine is mine.
Do you think Drew has issues to work through?
I don't know. I'd have to. Yeah,
but you're based on what he wrote.
I didn't read it. I'm just going off what you read. No, you read like a synopsis.
That's what I'm saying. Just that part.
Two things. One, I don't believe in there's better. That's what losers say. Also,
I'm talking about emotions, not competition.
Midnight Run. You have two emotions: silence and rage.
Yeah.
Silence and rage. Yeah. Yeah.
Silence and rage.
I love that.
I fit that very well. I'm either very mad or very quiet. Most of the time, I'm quiet. Yeah. My wife and I were discussing some stuff yesterday, and I went, and she goes, I don't know how you do it. I go, I am, maybe because I'm a little older than you, I go, I don't let these dumb things bother me, especially if they can be easily fixed or ignored. You know, if it's something that doesn't matter, just ignore it. It doesn't have nothing to do with us.
I said, I am a big believer in, it'll work out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I figure stuff out. Like, if there's a problem, I can solve it and do this, whatever. But a lot of times there's stuff that's completely out of your control, and I go, it'll work out.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, that's a good way to be.
Yeah, I'm very chill. I'm very relaxed. So she's not. She's very tense about it.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Whatever.
But you worrying about stuff that you're not going to affect at all that's doing is just making you worry and making 100%. You stress and do all that stuff. And you're like, well.
Too much negativity.
Yeah. Although I am worried every time I drive over a bridge now.
Yeah.
If I see a boat in the water, I'm not going through.
Don't manifest that thing. Michael.
Look at it. It's insane.
Yeah, dude. I can't believe that happened.
They got the whole bridge.
Yeah, they did.
Do you think the guy that was in charge of building that bridge saw that and was like, come on.
It took me forever.
Dude.
We just painted it.
Yeah. I imagine the guy driving the boat was like, no.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That guy was. I think he's a. I mean, I saw it going to the pylon for 5 minutes before it hit.
It was crazy.
I mean, that's the way they should demolish bridges now. You just hit one spot and all the.
Oh, bing, 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 that would be awesome. Right,
you know, like the first mate was like, there's no way he's going to hit.
Right?
Yeah. I don't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah, no way.
All right, got one back to the list.
So Ranker.com, people are voting on what comedies they think are the best of all time. Okay, so comedy movies, best of all time. I have the top 20 here. Obviously, this is subjective, so, you know, but they have a bunch of people voting. So what do you think? When you think of a great comedy movie, what's the first one that comes to mind?
Midnight Run,
fantastic, not on the list.
Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Step Brothers, Carmen, I agree with you, fantastic as well. Not on the list.
Oh, throw your list away.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Didn't hold up. Not funny.
Not on the list.
Life with Eddie Murphy.
No. Great movie.
Caddyshack.
Good one. Yeah. Caddyshack is number 10. Go. Caddyshack came out in 1980, is number 10, so it's right in the middle of this list. So
Superbad.
Think of higher or lower. Superbad, great, not on the list.
40-Year-Old Virgin.
Not on the list.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, that they just announced they're going to be making a number two, comes in at 15, nice. 1996.
Animal House.
Animal House is, I believe I saw it here somewhere. Hang on. It is...
Finally, I figured out.
Number 20. Comes in at 20.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, not on the list.
Old School.
Old School, great, not on the list.
Oh,
Friday.
No, not on the list.
Duck Soup.
No, Marx Brothers, not on the list.
Is there any Judd Apatow movies?
No.
Oh. Really?
That's crazy to me.
Like I said before, there are a lot of older ones that are on here. Some newer ones, you know, some from like 2004, I see one. There are some, a lot of 80s, some 70s.
You're telling me a movie list of the funniest movies of all time and a movie from 2024 is on this list?
2004, not 2024.
Oh, okay.
Spaceballs
comes in at number 14, 1987.
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles, 1974, number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
So good.
Listen, when Blazing Saddles came out, it was great.
Right.
But it doesn't hold up, and it's been out, and you know it, and so it doesn't seem that big. But I guess you have to go back to when it first came out,
how
great it was, because that was, I mean, there was a lot of, you know, gross humor. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of racist stuff. There was a lot of this and that that people loved and thought was really funny. I shouldn't say racist. I should say race.
Poking fun at race,
You know, how I love all the racist jokes.
History of the World Part 1.
No, that is not in here.
Bob Murray weighing in. Hangover.
Hangover, not in here.
Rat
not
race.
Not in the top 20. Is that unbelievable? So, number 20 you got was Animal House. Number 19, Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
That's very funny. That's just very funny.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Yep. number 18, The Blues Brothers.
Okay. That was the one I keep forgetting. Right. I love The Blues Brothers.
Really?
And here's the other thing that I always say when we talk about Blues Brothers. The pitch meeting of that.
Yeah.
Here's two white brothers who look nothing alike. They're adopted. And then they have to go through this whole thing to raise money for their orphanage.
Mission from God.
And they're a band. And they don't. And they have to go get the other band. But like, who says that's a great idea for a movie?
Do you see the clip I put out the other day on Instagram? It's the Blues Brothers. And they're standing there, you know, whenever it starts. Ba-ba-da-ba, and they're dancing, whatever. But they replaced it with Hot for Teacher. And it goes. And they're dancing. And it matches up perfectly. It's awesome.
I love Blues Brothers. I think that's one of the greatest comedies.
They wrecked the most cop cars in any movie up until that point.
You've got cop tires, cop shocks. Number 17 is great, and I watched this movie so many times that to this day I could probably just do every line in the movie. Ferris Bueller's Day Off is great.
Another one I think doesn't hold up.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I watched it recently.
I watched it over Christmas. I thought it was great.
Well, but here's the thing about it. It really changed the way comedies were made because it became that character who was cool and had everything figured out. You know what I mean? Like that was the first one out there that you were like, oh, wow, this is crazy. This kid's, you know, just everything works out for him. This one, number 16, is one that we talked about the other day because it had one of those long-awaited sequels that didn't work out.
Coming to America?
Coming to America. 1988 comes into number 16.
That's a
funny movie. Carmen, you got Happy Gilmore, number 15. Spaceballs, we said, number 14. Another movie with space in it, but a different kind of space. Number 13 is...
Why do I feel like I know this?
Michael Bolton.
Office Space.
Office Space is great.
I love that movie.
Then you have number 12 is The Naked Gun from the files of Police Squad that came out in 1988. A movie that Mike Celta claims he has never seen, but
Smokey
is a great movie. Not Smokey and the Bandit.
The Goonies.
Think about Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I love Goonies. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Steve Martin.
The only part I know is a part of Those Aren't Pillows. That's all I know.
John Candy. It's a great, great movie.
Yeah, it is.
Number 10 we got was Caddyshack. Number 9 is another Mel Brooks movie. Mel Brooks is all over this list, by the way.
Frankenstein movie.
Young Frankenstein. Yeah. Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. Number 8 is My Cousin Vinny.
I like that movie.
It's great. Number 7, you cannot go wrong with this. My in-laws watch this. I don't know why, but for every Well, I do know why. I mean, obviously it makes sense, whatever, but every Christmas we watch it.
National Lampoon's?
Vacation, yeah. Yeah, which is great. We, Christmas Vacation, obviously.
Is that Tommy Chris, Boy on that list?
Tommy Boy, not on the list.
Christmas Vacation is the is a really funny version of that movie.
Christmas Vacation comes in at number two.
It is good.
Yeah, it is fantastic for sure. We are up to number six. Number six is a guy who is in another movie that's on this list. Very famous comedian, a lot of 80s movies that did very well.
Trading Places.
Trading Places comes in at number six from 1983. Number five is The Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great. Right. You are not going to like number four. I don't think you're going to like number four.
I like The Princess Bride, but I don't know if I'm necessarily putting that in comedy.
And oh,
if I
sure.
am, yeah, but it's like, I don't know. Maybe not the greatest one of the greatest comedies of all time.
Yeah. Number four, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Ah. Not funny.
Comes in number four. Number three, this one really changed movies from 1980 and a lot of sequels and different stuff and different movies that offshoot from this, from the creators of this. Number three, any guesses?
Breakfast Club.
No.
So movie that spoke out other movies.
Slapstick, goofy, puns.
Is it a Three Stooges movie?
No, it's not.
Oh, Airplane.
Airplane. Oh, okay. 1980, Airplane like comes in there. Yeah. Number two is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And number one, according to Ranker.com, the funniest comedy movie of all time, Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. I would disagree with that, although that list is better than I thought it was going to be. If we, I mean, it's hard for you to name the funniest movie of all time.
Step Brothers is great. I know yeah. Carmen loves it. Yeah. I will tell you, the movie that made me laugh harder than any movie, and it made me cry, and I thought I was going to run out of breath because I was laughing so hard, was Kung Pao Enter the
oh,
Fist.
Oh, man, that is a great movie.
It was so great. Yeah. It was so good. The first time I saw it, yeah. I just couldn't even believe it.
You know what else was really good is Foot Fist Way.
Foot Fist Way is good, but that's kind of dark. Weird. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird because I remember reading an article about that, and Will Ferrell was a producer on there, and this new guy, Danny McBride and stuff, and I watched it, and I was like, yeah, this is great, but a lot of people aren't going to like this.
Yeah, I have to say, I love Midnight Run. Yeah, Midnight Run is a funny movie that I can watch anytime mm-hmm. and laugh at it like I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
They're so funny together. Charles Grodin is so good.
So
worn down by Robert De Niro. I have an idea. Why don't you start the car and I'll get it and run you over.
I love when he pushes him off the train. See you in the next life, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then he gets up and he climbs over and comes back and he goes, good to see me. Must be the next life, huh? Oh, just so angry the entire time.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. You can't put me in here. There's no air in here.
There's just every line, every facial tic is just so funny in that movie. I would say that's my favorite, one of my favorite movies, but definitely my favorite comedy.
Yeah.
But I do like The Hangover. I do love old school, but those are more like in your face. Here's some comedy. Laugh at it. Stupid, mm-hmm. you know? All right. Well, thank you, Galvin, for your list.
Yeah, you got it.
Do you remember when I came in here and I said I watched the Vladimir Putin, Oliver Stone interviews, and
yes.
Putin seemed like a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
And then they invaded Ukraine. Everybody's like, Kai Kami, you're the worst ever.
Sympathizer.
I'm back on the Putin train.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So there was a terrorist attack where ISIS claimed that they were responsible that happened in Russia at a concert over the weekend. You're familiar with that?
Yes.
Then they got the suspects. Have you seen them?
Yes, I did.
Have you?
No.
They bring the suspects out into court yesterday. One guy's nose over here. Mm-hmm. One guy's eye blown up. Like their whole. I mean, they beat the crap out of
him.
Did
you see what else they did to him?
No.
They also hooked them up to car batteries and were torturing them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah, 100%.
That's how you stop it in the future.
Yeah.
You'd make a guy, you let a guy live to go tell people that they hooked up a car battery to your balls.
Yeah, man.
That's what you do.
That's Russia, baby.
Oof. I was like, now. This is when I saw their faces all swollen because those are fresh bruises. I thought that's good. That's the way you teach a good lesson. Although they're still saying it's an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when Cops was the hugest show? It was the biggest show ever. Whatever, and they went over to Russia. They did Cops in Russia. Do you remember that?
I do.
I saw it on YouTube.
They did Cops in Russia and they have different rules over there. The cops would kick doors in and just start kicking people in the face. And they're like, hey, guys, we're filming this. We're filming this. And they're like, ah, we don't care.
He's Russia.
Yeah. I mean, it was wild.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, dude, they really beat the hell out of those guys.
Yeah. No? My favorite cops in Russia is they were doing a traffic stop, and the Russian cop, I mean, looked so calm and nonchalant. And the guy rolled down his window and said something angry, and he just reached in, pulled him out of the car, and just started stomping his face. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. Yeah.
You know, I watch all those videos now of police stops, and I'm pretty respectful for the police, but I like to see what these guys do and what the law is, you know, what they have to say and what they don't have to say. And they're all pretty stiff with the cops, and the cops, because they're on camera, are like, okay, sir, I understand, but I know those cameras weren't rolling, there'd be so many nightclubs to the head.
There is a video, and it seems like it's probably set up, but there is a like a black Suburban that cuts his car off, and the car gets up next to it and stuff at a stoplight, and he's like doing all this stuff to the car because it's got blacked out windows.
Right.
The windows come down, and it's just like eight guys in there with ski masks on.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, sorry, just kidding.
Sorry.
The other good video that's been around for a while in Russia is when the two cars are driving, and one guy is riding the other guy's ass, and the passenger's like, I got it. He points a machine gun out the window, and the other guy just all right, let's take a break. When we come back, it's not over. We got more to talk about.
All right.
We talked about the Quiet on the Set documentary about Hollywood kids getting raped. Well,
yeah.
There's a new story with a rapist and a victim, and you know them both very well. We'll tell you who that is when we come back. It's Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. And now, another bone traffic update from the Safe Touch Security.